You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Since we last spoke, beat Oklahoma City, 121-110 on Friday night in a game in which the team lost Ja Morant there late in that game to a grade one left ankle sprain. A couple of days later, without three starters, including Ja, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr. also out, they fell 127-115 to the Brooklyn Nets with a starting lineup that was Tyus Jones, John Conchar, Santi Aldama, Dylan Brooks, and Steven Adams. So a makeshift lineup, to say the least. So Memphis is 10-7, one game ahead of last year's pace through 17. Ja Morant's week to week. He is listed as doubtful for Tuesday. And next up are the Sacramento Kings, who, by the way, have won five in a row. So we'll get to that. In fact, saying this, by the time we get done with this week, Sacramento Tuesday, New Orleans Friday, Knicks on Sunday, we'll be roughly a quarter of the way through the regular season. So I'll ask you, Brother Sane, about your top four prediction this preseason. How do you feel about it right now? Grizz currently sixth. Has anything about this first quarter or so of the season changed our expectations for the team going forward? You know, one of the key things is the Grizzlies just haven't been able to get everything whole and get everybody back together. Another thing, second topic, Ben Simmons and the Nets. We got a good look at them. I've seen them twice now, saying Grizzlies obviously split a pair with them. Clearly didn't have, you know, their guys and losing to them in that second game. But what about Ben Simmons and the possibility that he gets back to looking like something like we saw on Sunday, 22 points, arguably his best game in a Nets uniform. Where are the Nets? Where's Ben Simmons? Kyrie Irving was back in the fold for the first time after his suspension, had 14. What's going on with the Nets? Can they be a real threat in the East after all this dysfunction? And finally, we'll do what we do weekly, tell you who brought the seasoning, whether it's a Grizzlies player, good or bad seasoning. This could be the seasoning you bring on for Thanksgiving, what you need on every meal, or it can be bad season in this case. And maybe even, you know, somebody else, if it wasn't necessarily Grizzlies in the last two games. So
this Thanksgiving, you might invite a guest over. You know, it's a time to be thankful and share. So we might invite a special guest over for Thanksgiving this week. Sure.
So those are our three topics here on the show. Again, you can download us, get us on that free Odyssey app. Just search for Grind Season. So right now, saying topic number one, you look up in the Western Conference standings, you got the Jazz, you got the Suns, you got the Trailblazers, Nuggets, and Kings that are currently ahead of the Grizzlies, who, by the way, I mean, you're just a half game out of fourth place like we talked about. And right there with the Grizzlies, you're Clippers, 10-7. Then you got New Orleans, Dallas, Minnesota, Golden State, all sort of muddled up there right behind you. So based on what we've seen so far of the Grizzlies, 12th offensively, I think 22nd defensively, saying, you know, I like to keep just an idea of where they are in the numbers.
Right.
Based on what we've seen from the rest of the West, are they still a top four seed at the end of the regular season, as you predicted before the season, in your mind when this thing's done with when we're done with 82 games?
Yeah, for sure. There's nothing that's made me change how I think we'll finish. You mentioned that we're actually a game ahead of the pace we were at last year. Last year, we had a very rough start. 17 games into the season, we have a better record now than we had then. So we're 10-7. So that means we were 9-8 at this point last year. I definitely feel that way because you got Jaren Jackson Jr. back a lot earlier than you thought you would. John Bane are out. We'll talk about that as well. We got some, you know, surprise news today as far as the injury report goes. You're going to get those guys all back soon. I think that you're priming yourself for a huge run from this team going forward. It'll probably be December before you get the big three back, Jaren, Bane, and Ja all together. But I think once you get those guys rolling, this is a team who's setting up to make a tremendous run. And on top of that, something that you said, looking at the rest of the West is what stood out to me. if you look at the teams around them, nobody in the league has lost less than six games, and we've lost seven. And the team at the top is the Utah Jazz, who, I'm sorry, I don't take them serious. Do I take them playoff serious? Sure. Do I think they're the best team in the West? By no means do I think they're the best team in the West. Nobody's really just, you know, making a claim to be out in front of everybody. It's a jumble. It's like I said, the Grizzlies are in sixth place, but they're a game and a half out of first. You know what I mean? So there's nothing that makes me think that they can't, once they get the cavalry in, that they can't make a tremendous run. They've been fine. We've seen Desmond Bane take a leap to look like an all-star player this year. Ja's doing his thing. He's added wrinkles to his game. The three-point shot has improved. Jaren Jackson Jr. is back. We still haven't seen Zaire Williams. Guys like John Conchar have had to step up to bigger roles. Santi Aldama has made a step up into a bigger role. There's nothing that makes me think that any team in the West is better than the Grizzlies at this point. I'm gonna say this, Jason. I've been predicting that. I predicted we'll finish in the top four. I would not be surprised if the Grizzlies are our top two team in the West again. I don't see any team. There have been a lot of teams in the league that are disappointed. The Clippers, extremely disappointed. The Pelicans, kind of going back to what they've been as opposed to what people thought they'd be. Dallas has been disappointed. Western Conference Finals team last year. Minnesota, disappointing. The Lakers, terrible. Golden State Warriors have been extremely disappointed. You're looking at the top of the West is Utah, Phoenix, Portland, and Denver in front of us. Why would I think we're not going to crack that top four? So, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing so far. The injuries have been super disappointing, really deflating. When you get Jaren back, you lose Bane and Ja right behind it. But I'm excited, man. I think that once these guys get healthy, this run from like that December on to June could be hella fun.
No, I mean, and you mentioned it. It's sort of like we were feeling when Jaren was out. Like you mm-hmm. knew he was close, and so there was this feeling, even when they were struggling defensively, just put it together for right now. Feels the mm-hmm. same way you mentioned it on the injury report. Ja Morant being listed as doubtful for Tuesday is actually good news for the Grizzlies when they mm-hmm. listed him as week to week in the medical update. You worry there maybe you're losing him for a week, maybe you're losing him for 2 weeks, but the news that he's doubtful at least for Tuesday is that good news. And frustrating is the word I would use, saying that you feel like you're close to getting all your pieces back, because I remember the number clearly from a Mark Giannotto, local columnist for the Commercial Appeal, and he's one of many that have pointed out the number, but you only had Ja, Bane, Dylan, Jaren for 11 games total last season. Mm-hmm. And so much of the talk of the offseason was, okay, once you get Jaren in there, right, you're finally going to have this look and see what this team looks like with those guys in there. And here we are, you mentioned it, Jaren gets back, boom, Bane's out, Ja's out. So it's frustrating that you can't get whole. I'm with you that it's not so far down the road where it feels like, okay, it's right there, you can get whole again. Mm-hmm. I ask you this question, though. Of the teams that are ahead of the Grizzlies right now, you mentioned them, Jazz, Suns, Trailblazers, Nuggets, and Kings, and you mentioned that, Jazz, yeah, you respect them as a playoff team, but not a top seed in the West.
Yeah.
Which of those teams, and maybe it's somebody that's right with the Grizzlies right now, the Clippers at 10, which ones do you feel best about? Which one of those teams would the Grizzlies be battling if they indeed end up a top two seed, like you say, or a top three? Which do you feel pretty good about will be there at the end of the regular season?
I thought Phoenix was going to fall off this year. They haven't. They're still, amongst the top teams in the West. I think that once they get things going, it'll probably be us and Phoenix at the top of the league.
As long as Chris Paul is good.
Yeah, if Chris Paul turns to an old man in the middle of the season, all bets are off.
Right.
But right now, I think Phoenix is probably for real. And I'm not going to count out teams like the Clippers yet. I'm not going to count out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if Kawhi's not Kawhi, the Clippers, I will count them out. It depends on Kawhi. I'm not going to count out Golden State. They're only 3.5 games out of first place, too. They're sitting in 11th place, but they're 8-9. They may can get things going. I don't know, man. Like I'm looking at, we've grown up in the era where, in our adult lives, the post Jordan era at least, where the West was way out in front of the East for decades. You know what I mean? If you just want to be real about it, man, the teams in the East are just better than the West this year. And it's just like, and I think that, like, with that being said, I think nothing in me makes me think the Grizzlies can't jump to the top of the West. Like, especially when you get like going back, deja vu, like the beginning of the season, revisionist history, going back, top 10 offensive player in the league, Ja Morant, one of the better, if not the best shooter in the league, and Desmond Bane, all-league defensive player in Jaren Jackson Jr. Tell me why that team can't be, you know, a championship-level team, why they can't be a contender. So, yeah, no pessimism at all concerning us and being the top four team in the West.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
How many teams, you mentioned, that's all I ask you, how many teams in the East would you put over the best teams, the teams we just mentioned in the West? It's just two, right? It's Boston, Milwaukee. Is there another one besides that you would put above?
Okay. Now, if we're currently in sixth place, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 9-7, which would have us, no, I'm sorry, what are we, 10-7?
10-7.
We're 10-7, which would currently put us at 6 in the East as well, behind Washington. If you ask me today, will the Grizzlies
best team? Yeah, just best team. You were saying the East is better.
If you ask me, would the Grizzlies crack the top four? I would feel less confident that they would, because Boston's good, Milwaukee's good, Atlanta's good, Cleveland is good. If you ask me, would the Grizzlies bump one of those teams out? I could see Atlanta falling off and us being.
Are you believing that Atlanta team?
No, not really.
Okay,
not really. I mean, they're talented. They should be good.
Not believe in Atlanta. Yeah, I need to see more.
Yeah. They're good, though. They've got talent. I mean, but I don't think they're good, like, as far as come out the East good. Because I can see – I think Philadelphia is eventually going to get better. And this, like, the entire league, nobody's standing out, if you really think about it, man. Like, nobody in the West has lost less than six games. There are two teams in the entire NBA who've lost less than six games, and that's Boston and Milwaukee. They're 13-3 and 11-4. Everyone else is just a jumble. The entire league is looking very, pretty even. I mean, so, but yeah, man. But the East is looking. There are more teams I really could see coming out of the East than I could in the West, for sure.
Well, we mentioned a big part of the Grizzlies and being a top four seed is having Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. Mentioned the news that he's on the injury report as doubtful. That's good news for the Grizzlies.
Messed my head up to see that, man. I was not expecting to see doubtful Ja Morant.
Especially after giving the medical update that said he'd be week, so you figured it'd be a week before you heard anything. He'd certainly be out for sure. Again, mm-hmm. I would expect him to be out as doubtful, but still, that's good news for the Grizzlies. But obviously, they go 20-5 without him last year. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be put in that same predicament. It doesn't sound like you're going to be dealing with anything like that. But is it? I do the end of that game on Friday night, and the Grizzlies, you know, to their credit, were able to pull it out against OKC, you know, a plucky OKC team, did a hell of a job defensively on SGA. But back to the man, when that ankle of Jaws, I guess it was Jordan or somebody ran into it, every time he goes down, saying it feels like there's just a collective. And then sort of to the way Ja, when he gets hurt or feels something, like he gets dramatic with it, bro. So you feel like,
You think he got shot out there?
Oh man, it's like he got shot, and you're like, oh, this is the one we've been talking, you know, dreading for. Oh, hope never happens. You got to remember, we're in the same town where we saw, you know, Penny Hardaway's knees deteriorate. We saw Derrick Rose get to the league, and that change. And so you're holding your breath. Does he have to be so dramatic with it every time? This was a grade one, baby. It was a grade one ankle sprain, and kept him out one, maybe two games. But can we just go a little bit easier? Because I feel we're gonna get 4, 5, 6, maybe double digit of these a season, man. We got to be a little less dramatic.
Hey, he's one of the most entertaining players in the league, man. Theatrics are part of entertainment, bro. So, you know, because he obviously wasn't too hurt, because he looks like he ain't playing tomorrow night, I don't think. But he's playing Friday. He'll play that good Friday game for sure. Yeah.
And that's the Pelicans, and you've already dropped one to him. Yeah. So you figured out, well, Ja be back for them trying to make that to make a go ahead.
Let me speak on something that you said. You were talking about how we were 20-5 last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to test that this year, because we ain't looking as chipper without Ja this year. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's Tyus Jones just ain't the same, or you're missing. There are a lot of young, like, inexperienced thrown into the fire of guys in our rotation this year. And I think it's going to pay off eventually. Mm-hmm. But, man, there was some nasty-ass lineups out there last night, bro. There was a lineup yesterday where you had I think I saw Candy Chandler, Roddy, Laravia, Santi, and Conchar were all out there at one time doing one point yesterday. I was like, man, this is literally like – not even the hustle team. Like I think the hustle team who's got a little bit more experience playing together might get these dudes a run. Like
y'all see Roddy puff up a little bit when he took KD to the back. Y'all better get off Roddy.
Yeah, all jokes aside though, like the experience these guys are getting is good. It's gonna pay off for these guys, man. You know, guys like Roddy, he had a very good game yesterday, in my opinion. His jump shot is kind of up and down, but you saw, you know, him taking the ball to the basket a little bit, got to cut his teeth a little bit more, guarding one of the greatest players of all time in Kevin Durant. It can't be bad for him, man. Yeah, for sure. And you got guys like Santi, you got Jaren back, so he's going to be able to settle back into his role. John Conchar, you know, he had two great games the last two games. So I think that these guys getting those minutes. I don't think you're going to see the W's you got last year, because last year it wasn't a lot of Desmond Bane being out last year. Ja Bane and Jaren, nah, man, I can't stomach much more of that. So let's not test the 20-5 again, because it just ain't looking the same. Curl ain't really curling. Shout out to I can't remember what comedy show that was. No, that was Session Entertainment was talking about not Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross with the Jerry curl. Yeah, that curl ain't really curling like it was last year.
Needs more activated.
Needs more activated. Yeah, you need John Morant back. Yeah, because that whole theory needs to end, because we ain't living the same without John.
No question about it.